In France, it's illegal for grocers to throw away edible food. It must be donated. So I ask you, at a time when food insecurity is one of Canada's greatest concerns, when people are sifting through garbage bins in downtown Ottawa, garbage bins that have either been removed or changed with these smaller receptacle areas to make them inaccessible because it's harder to put your hand in there to get food out from there. But garbage bins that people sift through 5 minutes down the street from the Prime Minister and Parliament. Okay, well, he's never in session and he's never there, but you know what I mean. But still, at a time when food banks have been pushed to the brink, does it seem right in any way that grocers should be throwing food in the garbage? So should Canada, one of the biggest food-wasting countries on the planet, statistically speaking, should Canada do as France has done and ban grocers from throwing away food, forcing them to donate instead, which they still make money off of, by the by, when they make donations. And maybe in other ways too, they can still recoup losses. So here's what I'm about to do. I'm going to tell you my story of how a little container of yogurt I found at Loblaw has opened my eyes to quite possibly one of the most important stories in our country right now. I will then share with you the entire conversation with Loblaw about this in our email exchanges, word for word. Then I'm going to explain France's ban on supermarkets throwing away food. Then it's time to ask questions. I will answer this one for you right now, though, by the by. There is a protection for food donors and those who distribute donated food. We have that legislation so that when you donate food, you won't be liable for damages resulting from injuries or death caused by the consumption of food unless there are certain provisions. But that is okay. But we will need to ask some questions. When it comes down to the bottom line, how do our big grocers benefit from donating food in Canada? And does it benefit their bottom line more to throw it in the garbage rather than to give it to the hungry? Okay? So here goes. I'm going to start with my story. This has transpired over a couple of weeks because I wanted to be very thorough with this. I'm going to start with my story that started with a little container of yogurt at Loblaw. If you're just joining, I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. And I'm about to open up your eyes to something that I've seen clearer and clearer over the past couple of weeks. So I'm at Loblaw. I see the soy yogurt on sale. It's $1. It's never this cheap. What? I look at the date because my dad always did that, and so do I. August 14th. August 14th is the date on the bottom of this yogurt, but it's August 30th right now. The best before date is August 14th. It's August 30th. Nope, I'm not buying it. I leave the store. I call my dad. I explain the situation, what I just found. And then I start asking more questions while I'm talking to him. And then I thought, oh, why didn't I take a picture? Because I need to get information from Loblaw about this. But it was already late. And I couldn't go back to the store. So the next day, I go back, even though I don't have to shop. But of course, I go back for that picture. There's no way that August 14th yogurt will still be there. So now it's August 31st. And guess what? That yogurt is there. I take a picture. I go off to click away an email at Loblaw PR. And here's the chain of emails to follow. I'm going to read it word for word because they have a lot of money and I don't. So here's my first email to Loblaw PR. Hello, I'm Dahlia, a talk show host at 580 CFRA with Bell Media. Sidebar, I always open work emails like that. I should just have set an auto opening line so I don't always have to type that out, but I digress. Two questions. Attached, you'll find two photos taken yesterday of Silk yogurt 2+ weeks past expiry on sale at Loblaw at 363 Rideau Street in Ottawa. Is it practice to sell expired perishable products, whether at a discounted price or not? And two, Does Loblaw ever donate expired goods, perishable goods, or surplus goods to food banks or charities in need? Thank you kindly. And here's Loblaw Public Relations' first response to that first email. Hi, Dahlia. We appreciate you bringing this to our attention. We do not sell expired food and can assure you that this was an oversight. We've spoken with the store manager who has checked the shelf personally to ensure any additional expired product is removed and disposed of. Loblaws has a long-standing relationship with the Ottawa Food Bank to redistribute food that is safe and nutritious to help people facing food insecurities in their community. In 2019, Loblaws locations across Ottawa donated more than 13,000 pounds of perishable food to the Ottawa Food Bank. Additionally, through our partnership with the Flash Food app, customers can purchase food items nearing their best before date, at a reduced price of up to 50% off at select Loblaw grocery stores. Thanks, Loblaw Public Relations. So I get this email from Loblaw that says that yogurt has been removed. It was an oversight. Our store manager has assured us that this has been removed because he personally went to remove it himself from the shelf. And I thought, when I received this email, I think I looked at it possibly about 7 o'clock in the evening. I thought, fantastic. Now I'm going to be just as thorough and I'm going to personally go back to Loblaw at 7 o'clock at night when I'm exhausted to check to see if that yogurt is still there. And guess what? Not only was that yogurt still there, but all of the other best before dates that they were past their best before dates, they were still there too. So I take pictures and then I send another email to Loblaw Public Relations. I said, thanks for the information. I need to follow up on a couple of things for clarification. One, after receiving your message, I personally went to the store mentioned, to the shelf the store manager personally checked and found numerous expired items for sale. I took a pic of but a few. Please see attached. Could you please explain how this is an oversight? Two, I understand Loblaw works with our food bank. Specifically, does your company ever donate expired food or is that disposed of? Please advise. Thank you kindly. And then I did not receive an email back from Loblaw who says that they get back to you within 24 hours on a business day. And so I sent a follow-up email. This is a few days later. And I say, I understand it's common practice, according to your site, to get back to media within 24 hours. I sent this follow-up email for clarification to you on September 2nd. I never heard back. As a courtesy, I did not talk about any of this on my morning show this weekend. I will share this story with your response and any further responses on Saturday, September 12th. Please reply to my follow-up below. Thank you kindly. And then I did receive a final response from Loblaw. Thank you for your email and sorry for the delay. Our stores complete rotation checks every morning at 6 a.m. before placing new products to the shelf. As product gets close to expiry within 3 days, it is pink stickered. Remember, these products were 14 days over best before to clear the stock out. Once the product is expired, they remove it from the shelf. We have been in contact with the store again and can assure you the product has been removed. It was an oversight, and we apologize again for the confusion. We do not donate expired foods to the food bank and have taken a number of steps to reduce waste in our stores, including our partnership with the Flash Food app that has helped divert nearly 5 million pounds of food from landfills last year alone. So after that email, I go back to the original Loblaw in question, the same day, of course, you know me by now, and I find, yes, all of those old yogurts have been removed. Coincidentally, I'm sure coincidentally, the price has now gone up by 50% once all of those yogurts have been removed. If you're just joining, I'm Dahlia, this is The Goods. And I'm taking you on this journey with a yogurt container that has opened my eyes to a bigger story in Canada that nobody's talking about. So I've told you the story about this yogurt container at Loblaw that I find. I shared with you my entire conversation with Loblaw about this word for word. Now I'm going to explain to you France's ban on supermarkets throwing away food. And then it's time to ask questions when it comes to the bottom line. How do our big grocers benefit from donating food in Canada? And does it benefit their bottom line more to throw it in the garbage rather than give it to the hungry? So now here's the part when it comes to France, what France does with their food. And I've got the question for you on 580CFRA's Facebook page. You could also tweet me at Dahlia Kurtz, because in France, it is illegal for grocers to throw away edible food. It must be donated. Should Canada ban grocers throwing away food, forcing them to donate instead? So they sell food that is at a best before date, and it's beyond that. That's what I found at Loblaws. That's what spurred all of this, even though they said that that's not common practice and that they had a store manager come and check it, personally remove it himself, and then I continue to find the product there, and I took pictures of it. So should Canada ban our grocers from throwing away food the way that they have in France? In France, the food is donated to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and other charities who help feed the poor. But then, here, for example, Loblaw has an app, which they told me about, where they will sell food nearing its expiry date for 50% off. That food that they're selling for 50% off nearing its expiry date in France would be donated. The French law is the first of its kind in the world. It calls for stiff penalties, about $4,000 each time a store is caught throwing away donatable food. But so far, no one has been fined. And the world wastes about one-third of the food it produces. Canada is actually one of the biggest wasters of food on the planet, according to the Commission for Environmental Cooperation. This is an environmental watchdog agency that has been set up under NAFTA. And the agency found that from farm to table, 396 kilograms of food is wasted or lost annually per capita in Canada. This is compared to 415 kgs in the United States. Mexico, for instance, 249. So in France, they are making it possible with tax incentives also for grocers to give food to the people in need, because France believes the fight against food waste should be as important as other national causes like wearing seatbelts. So it has changed the supermarket's practices. They're now more attentive to their environment and they give more. And most important is that a supermarket in France is now seen as more than just a profit center. It is a place where there has to be humanity. And the law has also helped cut back on food waste by getting rid of certain constraining contracts between supermarkets and food manufacturers. It has had ripple effects throughout the entire food chain in France, all positive. Is it time that Canada follows suit and bans grocers from throwing away food, forcing them to donate food instead? So this is what we're going to get to next. How do our big grocers benefit from donating food in Canada? Does it benefit their bottom line more to throw it in the garbage rather than to give it to the hungry? I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods. We're going to get to that next. It is 7:50 a.m. It is 8 degrees, heading up to 21 with partly cloudy skies. Why don't we just say partly sunny instead? I prefer that. I'm Dahlia. This is The Goods on 580 CFRA. All my friends are turning
green. You're listening to The Goods with Dahlia Kurtz on News Talk 580 CFRA. But you're gone and I swear to God it's
killing me. But I need your hello. Healer. Yeah, I went with the song there. Me too. It just made more sense. Dahlia, this is The Good. 7:54 a.m., 8 degrees, heading up to 21 today. It's a few spicy degrees on The Goods right now because we're tackling a story. Before we tackle this, Ontario's disabled community can't get the help they need from the government, so we're trying to do that right here. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. We're also going to try to get some kids adopted today. Yes, really, that is happening on The Goods still ahead. But right now, I've put this question up online for you, because in France, it's illegal for grocers to throw away edible food. It has to be donated. I've asked if we should create that same legislation here. Force our grocers to donate food instead of throwing it out. To be sure, and I've been very clear in going over the story, that we have our Ottawa Food Bank that has a fantastic relationship with Loblaw. Absolutely. Loblaw and the Food Bank have both told me that. What about the food that goes in the garbage, though? What about our food banks that are on the brink? So this is what happened. I shared with you the story of how a little container of yogurt I found at Loblaw opened my eyes to quite possibly one of the most important stories in our country right now. And I shared with you my entire conversation with Loblaw about that, word for word, where there were definitely some discrepancies and I was not being told the truth. And I discovered them and went back to Loblaw with it. And if you missed any of that, including my explanation on how France has created this ban on supermarkets throwing away food, you can find that on CFRA.com. But we're getting to this part now, because now it's time to ask the questions. How do our big grocers benefit from donating food in Canada? And does it benefit their bottom line more to throw it in the garbage rather than give it to the hungry? I don't know if you know, but for donations that you make over $10, you can be issued a tax receipt for the value of the donation, whether monetary or an in-kind value for its fair market value. And that tax receipt is going to allow you to submit that when filing your taxes. So you'd receive a refundable tax credit. So you'd get money back. You'd receive a refundable tax credit, about 46% of that donation, money back from the government for making a donation if you do this. So I called the food bank. I asked a few things. One, can Loblaw or a grocer of any sort donate best before date products like that yogurt I found that was 2 weeks past due, past the best before date? What is the answer from Ottawa Food Bank? Yes. Yes, they can. Two, does Loblaw or any grocer get a tax receipt from you for their donation? No. No? No is the answer? No? How generous! Wow! Amazing! They're not taking these donation receipts, so they're not even asking for a refundable tax credit from the government. Wait. Let's ask another question. Why? No. The food bank told me it is rare for a grocer to ask for that tax receipt because it's better for their bottom line if they write it off on their taxes in a different way. What? Well, now I'm really confused. Are they earning back then more for a donation than you would earn back for a donation because of accounting and their accounting measures that they take? I mean, I understand that there are transportation costs in getting food to a food bank, so that costs them money. Are they trying to recoup money in different ways? And what about when they don't donate food? Sure, they can try to sell that past its date yogurt at a lower price to recoup some losses, as I found in the store that I told you about, or as Loblaw said, it was an oversight. It was an oversight twice, even after they told me that the store manager personally went there to remove it himself. It was still there. But what happens when they throw out food they haven't sold or donated? Are they rewarded with tax deductions for throwing out food into a garbage instead of helping those in need? Does inventory that wasn't sold become a valuable tax deduction against other income? I've been getting conflicting information, so this is being investigated right now, and I will report back to you. But that wouldn't happen here in Canada. We wouldn't give a grocer $12 million for new fridges or freezers. Okay, maybe we did. But where people are starving, where we have food insecurity as one of the country's most serious concerns right now, most serious concerns and growing, I should say, There's no way starving people would actually be a policy choice in one of the world's greatest countries, right? I hope. But I'm not. I'm worried. I'm also worried about workers at Loblaw and other grocers who had their hero pay taken away from them during a pandemic when they still have to feed their family and they're suffering from food insecurity, because many Canadians are suffering from food insecurity right now and our food banks are on the brink. I am continuing to investigate this story for you, but I want to get your thoughts on this. In France, it's illegal for grocers to throw away edible food. It must be donated. Should Canada ban grocers throwing away food, forcing them to donate instead? Tweet me at Dahlia Kurtz. Join the conversation on Facebook. Let's save some lives. Let's help some people. Let's feed the hungry. Let's get kids adopted. Let's get to all of that and more. It's 8 o'clock. This is The Goods. It is 8 degrees heading up to 21. I'm Dahlia on 580 CFRA. Tasted a sweet perfume.